We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Radiant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10, KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. En Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. En Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. En Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hoditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japanese researchers develop a levitating locomotive. In humanitarian news, a Lebanese non-profit helps to train migrant workers. In animal welfare news, an Indian bird lover distributes structures to provide drinking water and food to avian friends. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 25th, is National Day in Croatia, also called Statehood Day, commemorating its self-rule achieved in 1991. Situated in southeastern Europe, adjacent to the Adriatic Sea, Croatia is home to over 1,000 islands, islets, and reefs. The country's gorgeous scenery can be seen in several protected areas as well, particularly the Plitvice Lakes National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Likewise, June 25th is Mozambique's Independence Day, observing its autonomy gained in 1975. Located between South Africa and Tanzania in southeastern Africa, Mozambique is rich in natural resources and is graced with a diverse culture. The island of Mozambique, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, reveals Portuguese, Indian, and Arab, as well as local influences in its architecture. Niassa Wildlife Reserve in the northern part of the nation is one of the largest conservation areas in Africa, providing habitat for buffalo, elephants, over 400 species of birds, and much more. The Central European country of Slovenia, between Croatia and Austria, today honors its sovereignty attained in 1991. In southwest Slovenia, the amazing Skotsjan Caves contain one of the largest known underground chambers. Dr. Janez Drnovšek, the nation's beloved second president and a vegan, received a Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai for his noble and pioneering example to compassionately solve the problems of the world. May the friendly citizens of Croatia, Mozambique, and Slovenia have splendid national days.
Fly-in news. Tropical storms Haima and Miari hit China, Formosa or Taiwan, and the Philippines. As tropical storm Haima made landfall over the southern Chinese province of Guangdong early on Thursday, June 23rd, its rains fell on already inundated regions. Also deluged were the provinces of Fujian, Guangdong, and Hainan, as well as Guangxi Juan Autonomous Region and central and southern Formosa. Ahead of the storm, China had increased precautionary disaster warning measures for nuclear plants and other key projects in case of storm surges along the southeastern coast.
All passenger ships also suspended operations as of Wednesday in South Hainan's Chongzhou Strait, where winds reached 61 kilometers per hour. In addition, all flights were grounded at the provincial capital Haikou's Meilan International Airport on Wednesday and Thursday. Before moving into the Gulf of Tonkin on Thursday night, tropical storm Haima also claimed at least 7 lives in northern Olak, including a mother-to-be and 3 children, with more than 50 people who were injured, some seriously, and 3 who were missing, as over 1,000 homes along the northern and central coast were damaged. Mountainous areas were placed on alert for flash floods and landslides. Meanwhile, tropical storm Miari moved closer to China's southeastern coast, threatening to worsen existing flood conditions there, after having already wreaked havoc in the northern Philippines and adding to the impact of seasonal monsoon rains. Over 53,000 people in the Philippines had to evacuate their homes across 17 cities as of Friday, as streets were swept by heavy floods. Officials stated that 11 people, most of them sailors, were missing, while at least 26 domestic flights were cancelled in Manila. On Thursday, Formosa also issued a sea warning for the impending tropical storm Miari, as it was forecast to bring strong winds and heavy rains to northeast and eastern regions, while flood and shipping warnings were issued in Olak or Vietnam.
As the disaster situation in China continued to worsen, Supreme Master Qinghai had, on June 18th, offered $20,000, an amount which could purchase $128,000 in relief items if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, she requested that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to help the most desperate. Upon receiving these latest updates, she also asked that they check with regional officials in the Philippines and Formosa to see if any assistance is needed and to go, if possible, to comfort the vulnerable.
Our appreciation, all officials and personnel, for your efforts to ease the storm conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted support for the disaster affected. We pray for the swift recovery of stability for those in the afflicted regions and that such dangerous conditions may be averted through humanity's eco-balancing ways.
quakes rocked Japan, Turkey, and US. On Thursday, June 23rd, just after a 5.1 tremor struck, northern Japan was hit by another quake, this one measuring 6.7 on the Richter scale, located 50 kilometers off the east coast of Miyako, Iwate Prefecture, just 175 kilometers north of the March 11th quake disaster site. Japan's meteorological agency issued an initial tsunami warning, prompting the coastal cities of Kamaishi and Ofunato to evacuate around 8,000 households, with the warning lifted less than 1 hour later.
Also on Thursday in eastern Turkey, a 5.4 magnitude quake struck Elazig province, which was felt 82 kilometers to the southeast in Diyarbakir. Again on Thursday, a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake was recorded in the Pacific Ocean off the Fox Islands in Alaska, USA's remote Aleutian island chain. Although an initial tsunami warning was issued for a 250 kilometer radius around the region of Amukta Island, covering coastal communities from Unimak to Amchitka Pass, it was cancelled just over an hour later, and there were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injuries for this or any of the other quake events.
Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions. Our prayers that such distressing events may be quickly calmed through humanity's earth-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu.
Nay đã ai đi
này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhà, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứ tự muôn đòi. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại những tình mới để muôn loài ca nhạc không vùng giữa Hàn Đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biến đạo trời hứng lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứ tự muôn đòi. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc không phồn hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc không phồn hoan.
We can still save the planet. Day 578. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People in countries like Afghanistan, Bahrain, Belarus, China, Israel, Jordan, Libya, the Netherlands, Pakistan, Palestine, Senegal, Syria, Yemen, and United States of America continue to gather together and stand up for their rights to improved living conditions that include basic freedoms, democratic participation, and personal safety.
China. The Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy reported to Radio Free Asia that Chinese authorities had detained over 60 Tibetan protesters in Garza, a Tibetan region of Sichuan Province, where people were rallying for Tibetan independence, the return of the Dalai Lama, religious freedom, and the release of political prisoners detained since last year.
Senegal. Following protests Thursday, in which over 100 people were injured in clashes with riot police, President Abdoulaye Wade agreed to maintain the country's current constitution rather than make changes that would have paved the way for his unpopular son to take over as leader upon the passing of the 85-year-old president.
The Netherlands. Parliament member Geert Wilders, whose Freedom Party is the third largest in the Dutch parliament, was acquitted Thursday of charges of hate speech against Muslims, with the court stating that although his statements about Islam could be considered shocking, hurtful and offensive to many, they were made in the context of legitimate political debate and were therefore considered within the realm of free speech and not a criminal act.
United States. As police officers in Long Beach, California gathered Wednesday for an award ceremony recognizing outstanding service and officers injured in the line of duty, a group of community members rallied outside, protesting what they said was the police department's unnecessary brutality, including two recent shooting deaths of unarmed persons.
Pakistan and Afghanistan. After a series of cross-border incidents where innocent lives have been lost as both Pakistan and Afghanistan try to protect their borders from unlawful armed groups, the Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs asked Pakistan Friday to immediately halt her cross-border attacks, with four children who died the previous day as the most recent casualties. The ministry stated also that such incidents could impede the two countries' efforts to improve trust and cooperation.
Jordan. Tuesday's resignation of Jordanian Communication Minister Tahir Adwan in protest of draft bills that he said would hinder government reform and freedom of expression sparked rallies Thursday in cities across the country. Protesters demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Maruf Barkat and his cabinet as they called for the government to move forward on political and economic reforms, including elected officials and an independent judicial system.
Palestine and Israel. Israeli troops on Friday fired tear gas, chemical water, and rubber-coated steel bullets at around 500 Palestinians gathered in Berlin to protest the 720-kilometer security wall built by Israelis on Palestinian land, which was deemed illegal in 2004 by the World Court in The Hague, the Netherlands, because it encroaches on ancestral farmlands. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas affirmed Friday that in spite of disagreements with the Hamas party over leadership, the two sides remain committed to resolving their differences for the unity of the nation and the goal of a transitional government. Meanwhile, Richard Falk, UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, spoke out strongly against the long-standing Israeli blockade of Gaza, saying it denies all dignity of life as he called for its immediate lifting and restored freedom of movement.
Bahrain. United Nations Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon both conveyed deep concern over the harsh jail terms, including life sentences, that have been recently imposed on 21 political activists and human rights defenders.
Belarus. According to a report published by the Belarusian Human Rights Agency, VIASNA, some 450 people, including 16 journalists, were arrested in cities across the country as thousands participated in an internet-organized silent rally in which people clapped their hands to show their protest of the government and its economic policy. Along with the arrests, the country's 17-year president, Alexander Lukashenko, has reportedly threatened to shut down the internet.
Libya. On Friday, with the help of the Red Cross, more than 300 citizens, 51 of whom had been previously detained by government forces, travelled by boat from Tripoli to joyously reunite with family members in the port city of Benghazi. In exchange, activists agreed that 110 other citizens would be allowed to return to Tripoli via the Red Cross vessel from Benghazi.
Also on Friday, in an interview with France-based Le Figaro News, Mr. Mahmoud Shaman of Libya's Interim Transitional National Council confirmed that indirect talks with Colonel Gaddafi were being held in Paris, France, and South Africa toward a potential agreement that the leader would step aside for a new government.
Yemen. During his Thursday visit to meet Yemen's acting leader, Vice President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs Jeffrey Feltman urged all sides towards an immediate, peaceful, and orderly transition of power.
According to Al Jazeera, on Friday in the capital Sana'a, rallies were held by both those supportive of and against President Ali Abdullah Saleh, with the thousands who were protesting against the government joined by activists in 16 other towns and cities across Yemen.
Syria. As peaceful pro-democracy protests continued Friday, activists reported that security forces opened fire, killing at least 15 people in Damascus and Homs. Activists also said that ahead of the planned protests, internet and mobile telephone networks were blocked Friday in several parts of Damascus. Meanwhile, on Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressed grave concern about the risk of escalating conflict in the Middle East as Syrian forces' aggressive actions on the border village of Kirbet al-Jaz near Turkey caused an already unstable refugee situation in the region to worsen. In a summit Friday, European Union leaders adopted a draft declaration questioning in the strongest possible terms the legitimacy of the Syrian government due to its violent repression of its own citizens.
Meanwhile, Iranian Revolutionary Guard commanders were among those included in additional sanctions imposed by the European Union against Syria for their role in providing the Syrian government equipment for its violent crackdown against protesters and civilians.
With deep sympathies for those who have lost their lives, as well as the injured and suffering, we continue to pray for all conflicts to subside and for people in nations the world over to choose lives of shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Wrong except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been granted and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn their living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years short in this earth to try to grab everything to ourselves and then accumulate bad retribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
Một thế giới của trẻ mồ côi, một cõi đầy quá phụ. Anh ơi, bao giờ tàn cơn giông tố? Tôi không bao giờ lớn lên để làm anh hùng chiến sĩ gìn giữ chiến tranh này 30 năm đã xanh ngàn mồ chi. Ngày tôi mới lớn khôn, cha tôi kể cho nghe nhiều mộng đẹp của người. Ngày tôi mới trưởng thành, người để lại cho tôi một thi hài trơ trọi. Hãy để tôi sống mãi gìn giữ gia sản này, những mộng vàng ấp ủ dưới mồ sâu chưa. Xin để tôi sống sót thừa hưởng gia sản này, xây giấc mơ tan vỡ thành mái ấm ngày mai. Tôi sẽ sống 101 năm, có con trai con gái và cháu chắc, dựng lại thế giới tóc tang với đàn trẻ mồ côi và quả phụ. Anh ơi về đi, dằn cơn thịnh nộ. Anh ơi cùng tôi diềm cơn giông tố.
Let peace be here now.
Human-to-human spread of deadly E. coli detected in Germany. Officials on Friday, June 17th, confirmed the first case of human-to-human spread of the deadly E. coli bacteria when it was found that an infected woman working in the kitchen of a catering company had unknowingly passed the infection to 20 more people through food she had prepared. The strain of bacteria, which as of June 23rd had claimed at least 44 lives and sickened more than 3,800 people in 16 countries, has also been found in a stream in Frankfurt, Germany, where citizens have been advised not to swim as health officials seek a source of the bacteria.
On Thursday, the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a first death in the USA, with six others fallen ill who also recently traveled to Germany, at least two of whom have developed kidney failure.
Of those who originally fell ill in Europe, more than 850 have been diagnosed with a severe kidney disorder known as hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS. Based on past episodes of E. coli contamination, doctors warn that some percentage of these patients will require long-term dialysis or kidney transplants to survive.
It saddens us deeply to know of the toll to human life and the suffering caused by this disease. With heaven's grace, may we step together toward a kinder and more uplifted world for all.
G20 meets to discuss global food security. A two-day meeting held at the urging of France concluded on Thursday, June 23rd in Paris, as agriculture ministers of the G20 nations gathered for the first time in a focused effort to find solutions to ever-increasing food prices and to improve a food delivery system to help avoid shortages worldwide.
Amongst the highlights agreed in the group's action plan, which will be presented to G20 leaders at the upcoming summit in November, are the easing of taxes or export restrictions when food is being used for humanitarian purposes, more regulation on practices like financial speculation to help keep prices from escalating, and the creation of a global database on food production, supply, and consumption. A pilot program for establishing emergency reserves is also being planned. UN World Food Programme, or WFP, Executive Director Josset Sheeran said, "Today's agreement sends a clear message that the world's largest economies are serious about protecting the poorest and most vulnerable from the crushing impact of high and volatile food prices. It offers hope for the nearly 1 billion people on the front lines of hunger."
Many thanks, Director Sheeran, and all G20 participants for your efforts to ensure ample sustenance to all. May such concerned leadership bring practices that allow us to achieve plentiful and lasting food supplies for all people on Earth.
Save our planet. According to a statement issued in mid-June 2011 by the British National Farmers Union, wheat harvests in England are expected to drop 15% this year as a result of drought conditions, with farmers seeing the lowest yields since the 1980s.
Save our planet. The Union of Concerned Scientists, or UCS, launches the interactive Climate Hot Map as of June 21, 2011, available at climatehotmap.org, designed as a resource to illustrate the impacts of global warming in the hope of motivating people toward action before it is too late.
Warning news. In two June 2011 studies, UK scientists find that chronic cocaine users have brain abnormalities that become worse with continued drug abuse, while scientists in Italy state that the majority of long-term cocaine users, despite an absence of symptoms, show signs of irreversible heart damage.
Camelot the Camel, and I'm following a vegan diet of kindness. Today, I'm going to share a sun safety tip. If you spend time outdoors, especially when it's sunny, remember to use sunscreen to protect your skin against burning. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In technology news, Japanese researchers develop a levitating locomotive. Dr. Yusuke Sukahara and colleagues from Tohoku University have created a prototype of a train that can fly. It floats above the ground on a cushion of air and uses wings and propellers. This reduces friction, which potentially allows it to reach greater speeds and thus require less energy than conventional trains. Our thankfulness, Dr. Yusuke Sukahara and fellow researchers, for this fantastic design, We look forward to seeing much more such marvellous innovations which can be of benefit to all Earth inhabitants.
In humanitarian news, a Lebanese non-profit helps to train migrant workers. Volunteers at the Migrant Workers Task Force in Beirut offer free classes to workers who originally come from countries such as Ethiopia, Sudan, Madagascar, the Philippines, Nepal, and India. Computer training, drama, and filmmaking are some of the courses available. Of all the subjects, language training is the most popular. One of the students, Aduma, said, "I am learning things for the future. Through learning English, I can improve my situation." Other languages taught include Amharic, Nepalese, Malagasy, and Philippine. Our sincere appreciation, caring volunteers at the Migrant Workers Task Force, for your dedicated efforts. May you help many beautiful individuals to better livelihoods and brighter futures, with heaven's blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, an Indian teacher gifts structures to protect birds to 500 schools. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more smoothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exuberant news for a joyous world. In animal welfare news, an Indian bird lover is dedicated to protecting our avian friends. Mr. Binod Hariyal, a senior lecturer at District Institute of Education and Training at Palampur in the state of Gujarat, has distributed chaboteras to 500 schools. These are tower-like structures which facilitate birds in drinking water and feeding. Mr. Hariyal wishes to give the chaboteras to another 500 schools in the district. He also gives them to individuals such as at a wedding ceremony he attended. In speaking of his work, Mr. Hariyal said, "First we explain to the people how useful the birds are for our environment and the important role they play in the ecological cycle." Bravo, Mr. Binod Hariyal, on your care for our exquisite feathered friends. We pray many people join in safeguarding these special messengers of the divine.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Baby Brother.
A visitor say to house host, "Does your baby brother talk yet?" So Johnny say, "He doesn't have to. He gets everything he wants by yelling."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I went to the doctor 6 months ago, and to my shock, my blood pressure was 168 over 106. I then made the change and became vegan. 2 days ago, I went to the doctor again, and my blood pressure is now down to 138 over 89. I've lost 14 kilograms too. I am so happy, and this proves that a vegan diet is the best thing for your mind, body and soul. Viewer from New Zealand.
Vibrant viewer, we are delighted to receive your good news. It is fantastic that your health is improving through adoption of the vegan diet. May many more people know about the immense benefits of a plant-based lifestyle and soon transition to it. God bless you and all the nature-loving citizens of New Zealand.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with a loving heart and generous spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Researchers from FUNAI, Brazil's Agency of Indigenous Affairs, have discovered a tribe in a remote part of the Amazon rainforest that has never before had contact with the world, with the agency pledging efforts to keep the group isolated and safe.
According to the 15th annual World Wealth Report by US-based financial services firm Merrill Lynch, 2010 saw a first ever occurrence of Asian millionaires outpacing European, with 3.3 million total in Asia compared to 3.1 million in Europe.
Their Royal Highnesses Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, announced over £1 million in donations to their wedding gift fund, which will go toward 26 charities, as they also thank all donors for their kindness and generous support.
Remarkable 7-year-old Hannah Adnan of Edinburgh, Scotland, is the world's first patient to survive not only 3 times placement on an artificial blood system known as the Berlin Heart. Doctors say she is now recovering well after a landmark heart transplant surgery in England.
Members of Alcohol Action New Zealand are urging the government toward 5 key changes in the proposed alcohol reform bill: to end cheap drinks, reduce blood alcohol limits for driving, ban alcohol ads, make supermarkets alcohol-free, and raise the buying age to 20.
India's Minister of External Affairs, S.M. Krishna, attends a ceremony in Myanmar, also known as Burma, to mark the donation from his country of 10 500-ton food security shelters intended to assist the Burmese people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.